On today's show, VW covered up a hacking flaw in its cars, 4- and 5-speed automatics are on the endangered species list, while Mercedes and Lexus update several of their cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 14th of 2015. Did you know that thieves can steal your car using your key fob, even if the fob is safely inside your home? It only works on cars with keyless ignition, but that includes almost every new car these days. The bad guys will use an antenna amplifier that amplifies the signal from your key fob. Analyzing that allows them to quickly break the code, then unlock the car, start the engine, and drive away. Bloomberg reports that this kind of theft involves 42% of all cars stolen in London. Researchers discovered the flaw 2 years ago, but Volkswagen sued them to prevent them from going public with their findings. But that did not stop thieves from finding out. In addition to Volkswagen, Audi, Porsche, Bentley, Lamborghini, Fiat, Honda, Volvo, and Land Rover are all said to be particularly vulnerable. As we've reported, Americans are driving more, but using less fuel. And that's thanks in part to transmissions with more gears. Ward says that 6-speed automatics dominate the market. 61% of 2015 model year light vehicles are equipped with one. That's nearly double what it was in 2010. CVTs were the only other transmission to crack double digits, with a 13% installation rate. However, 8- and 9-speed automatics are making big gains, going to 12% of vehicles. That's up from 4% just 2 years ago. Not surprisingly, 4- and 5-speed automatics are disappearing. In the 2010 model year, they made up 50% of the market. That's now plummeted to only 7%. And manuals are suffering the same fate. They are used in less than 4% of cars. In a healthy sign for the U.S. economy, sales of big commercial trucks continue to grow. Ward's reports that medium and heavy-duty trucks were up 12% in July, topping 40,000 units. But that was thanks to the biggest Class 8 semi-trucks, which were up nearly a quarter and account for more than half of the overall market. Sales of medium-duty trucks were actually down, but only by 1.6%. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Mercedes took the wraps off its all-new C-Class Coupe yesterday. Its wheelbase is over 3 inches longer and slightly wider than the outgoing model, and there are some slight design changes over the sedan to give it a more sporting look. The long character line that runs down the side has been extended further past the rear wheel arch, and the coupe sits a little over half an inch lower. The sport appearance package features a reworked rear fascia with AMG body styling. Inside, notice the long flowing lines that merge into one another, as well as a new multimedia setup. It also has sports seats specifically designed for the coupe. As you would expect, it gets a host of new infotainment and technology features, including semi-autonomous driving systems. The 2016 C-Class Coupe arrives in U.S. dealers next spring. Speaking of new models, Lexus has a few of its own to show off at the Pebble Beach Concours. First, let's take a look at the 2016 LX, of which only the door panels were carried over, with the most noticeable difference being the one-piece spindle grille. Under the hood is the same 5.7-liter V8, but it now gets an 8-speed automatic transmission, replacing the 6-speed. It also gets a larger 12.3-inch navigation screen that displays the now standard panoramic camera view. Also on hand at Pebble is the reworked GS sedan. It features more subtle changes to the front and rear, as well as to the headlights and taillights. A new GS200T model comes equipped with a 2-liter turbo engine, while the output has been increased on the 3.5-liter V6. Like the LX, the GS also gets new safety and technology features. Coming up next, it's time for You Said It.
Why Tucson? There's the 17-inch alloy wheels, a panoramic sunroof, and the rear-view camera. And if that's not enough reasons, the touchscreen nav can help you find a few more. The Hyundai Tucson.
And now it's time for some of your feedback. Earlier this week, we asked you whether old cars should be preserved as is, or if they should be fully restored to looking new. And that sure generated a lot of feedback. Hal Klassen says, to restore or not, so much depends on what you have to start with. G.A. Brannigan has a similar thought. I would prefer preservation over restoration, but really depends on the car and overall condition. R. Jones says, nice to see an original, but is it safe? Is it dependable? Can you drive down the road without worries? And rat rods suck. Well, I like your points about having a safe, dependable classic, but totally disagree about rat rods. To my eye, some of them exhibit beautiful craftsmanship and a unique use of materials. Henry Leach wrote in to say, restoration versus preservation isn't always the first question that must be answered regarding a particular vehicle. In the vast majority of cases, the vehicle is too far gone to preserve, especially if rust is involved. And Sam W. points out, it's something to be decided on a case-by-case basis. The current condition of the vehicle, its rarity, safety, and the final desired result/use are all factors. Red Ev definitely has his mind made up. I am 100% for restoration. I cannot relate to those antique shows. The aged, weathered, used look is ugly, and I have no interest in ugly. But it isn't just about looks. Rust on a car is devastating, which is why people call it rot. And finally, A.Z. Duffman is also in favor of restoration. When you restore, you make it better in many ways. I can see why some people like preservation, but cars are not furniture. Restoration need not mean to make a museum piece, just a nice-looking and usable car. Preserved cars were taken off the road for a reason. Well, thanks for all your letters and comments. We really like hearing from you. Speaking of classic cars, we're going to be down at Woodward Avenue later this afternoon, which is being brought to you by FCA. This weekend is the Dream Cruise, which attracts 1 million spectators and somewhere between 60 and 70,000 classic cars. Better still, we have back by popular demand Jim Hall and the auto critic Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press. Mark Trossel, the head of design for Dodge, and Trisha Hecker from Mopar will also be on the show. We'll be taking live questions, so if you have anything you want us to ask them, shoot us an email, a tweet, or join the chat room. All you Mopar and Dodge fans can also use the hashtag WoodwardLiveDodgeMopar. We'll go live at 4 p.m. Eastern Time right here at Autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching. We hope to see you again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.